Hello?
Hey, Lawrence, Forrest McGee, how are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
My name is Forrest McGee. My assistant, Sid, spoke with you yesterday about your property, the 1.39 acres.
Yes, sir.
Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, you good.
Okay. All right. My assistant said that you're willing to receive offers, but on this property, can you tell me a little bit what's going on? Is it just something that you just don't want, or?
Well, I've never indicated I wanted to sell. I'm just getting a bunch of inquiries about it, and I'm open to listening to offers, but
Okay.
I have not actively listed it or pursued selling it.
Okay. All right. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it's a wooded lot, 1.38 acre. It joins my residence lot. 'Cause this property, this 8705, was acquired after from my parents after they passed, so it was a kind of an add-on to the lot here. But it's no road frontage to it. You have to access my property to get to it. And on the other side, now I don't know what's, there's another large lot on the other side of these. 8705. I guess that would be the east line, I guess. And I don't know what's going on with that large parcel there. I suppose you could enter it that way, I guess.
So, if you know, let's just say that you found a deal that made sense for you, would you be willing to create an easement to get to the property through yours right now?
Well, we'd have to share driveways if I did something like that.
Yeah, it would be an easement that would be, recorded and, drafted up. But I mean, for the right deal, is that something that you'd be willing to do?
Oh yeah, I'll probably be receptive to that. That
Okay.
if we come to terms.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Did it says here that maybe it had a structure on it at one time? Did it have a structure at one time?
No.
Okay, so it's just always been, so it's just totally wooded and
Yes, yeah,
that's
never
just
been developed.
okay. All right. Okay, city water and sewer available?
No.
So it's well and septic?
Yes.
And you have a conventional system?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, if it's all right with you, I would like to pursue this a little bit further. I would like to take a look at some numbers and shoot an offer over to you and see if it's the right deal or not for you.
Okay, I'm receptive to hearing the offer.
Okay. And which property do you live in? 8615 or 8701?
8701.
Okay. All right. And what's going on with 8615?
Well, that's about 24.8 acres. It's family owned, which means there's several of us that own parcels of it. And I'm getting inquiries on that also, and getting offers through the mail on it. In my opinion, nobody's gotten serious about it as far as what they want to pay for it. So.
Is the situation the same where your two brothers are still in there on a month-to-month basis?
Yeah, I got a couple of brothers that rent to an old home place. Now the house on the opposite side of the road, and the house, the lot that they have on is probably maybe a half acre. So the bulk of the property is west of Doss Road.
Okay. All right. So the house that your brothers are in is on the other side of the road from the 24 point something acres.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But
And
that house and that half acre comprise the 24.82 acres.
yes, that includes the
Okay.
24.8. Yes,
Okay.
yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And the house needs a lot of work. I see the note saying that it needs like a full gut
I
renovation.
would, I wouldn't put a dime in that house. I would tear it
Tear
down.
it down.
rebuild if I was interested in it. Yeah.
I think you probably have the right opinion. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I don't, you know, I guess you could bring it up to standards, I suppose, but it would cost a lot of money to do that. I'm surprised the place hasn't been condemned, to be honest with you.
Okay. And you have no interest in receiving an offer on your property, the 8701, the one where you reside?
Well, you know, I think I could be bought, but again, if I sold my house, I'd have to buy another house. So.
Right, yeah, you haven't nowhere to go. You haven't really looked, or it's just something that if somebody came and stacked some cash in your hand, you would be like, okay, right?
Well, I would consider it, just put it
right.
That way. That's about
okay.
All I can do.
Okay. All right. So I'm working out of my house today with limited resources. Can I take a deep dive on 8615 and then 8705 and get back with you in the next couple of days and, you know, just see if an offer makes sense?
Yes, you can. And I will say, as far as the house is concerned, it would be a tough sale. And even the 24.8 may be a tough sale because my daughter, you know, much of the property would go to my daughter and son when I pass on.
Are they local?
What's that?
Are they local?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Do they have intentions with the property, the 24 acres? Or?
I think my daughter would like to build on it someday.
Uh-huh.
But we're not sure I'll be able to afford that. I don't know. So.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, like I said, it's a home place, so it's got emotional ties. And
I understand.
And that's where she's coming from. And I have several nieces that also live on the property that when their dad passed, that was left to them. So
they live on the property?
I have a niece next door to me and my sister-in-law on the other side of me. On
so you guys pretty much almost have like a homestead going on.
Well, it's kind of like that. But there are other residents other than Conkles on the road.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But again, if the numbers are right, you know, who knows what might happen.
And you prefer to be called Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm Lawrence, yes.
Okay. All right, Lawrence. Well, Lawrence, I really do appreciate your time, and I appreciate your conversation. And I'll deep dive on this and call you back maybe Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Your name is?
Yeah, so my name is Forrest.
Forrest, F-O-R-E-S-T. Okay.
It's two R's, and my last name is McGee. And,
okay.
Yeah, I'm local, relatively speaking. I'm up in Hanover, so not too far away.
So are you looking for some investment? Is that your goal, investment?
Yeah. We buy and build and buy and renovate and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay, later.
Have a good afternoon.